Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
In Mexico, it is often said that when we eat a bowl of beans, we are eating identity.
Today's episode is all about beans.
My name is Eva Longoria.
And I am Maite Gomez-Rejon.
And welcome to
Hungry for History,
a podcast that explores our past and present through food.
On every episode, we'll talk about the history of some of our favorite dishes, ingredients, and beverages.
So make yourself at home.
Y buen provecho. Beans.
Beans. Oh my God. Another favorite episode of mine.
I know, we're such dorks.
You and I thoroughly enjoy this.
We're having the best time.
But it's interesting. I didn't even think of beans as being old world versus new world, like wine, you know? But
right.
There are some ancient beans, obviously the fava, the lentil, the chickpea, being from the Mediterranean or India or Africa.
Or the black-eyed peas are from Africa. Yes. Of course, soybeans from Asia.
But what I find interesting, in Italy, they do beans amazing. Italy has the cannellini and the borlotti beans, but those aren't from Europe.
Those are
indigenous from?
From Mexico, and then were brought over. And then, of course, they plant them and they, you know, become other things, but most beans are indigenous to the Americas.
You go back to Mexico, there's a lot of codexes with beans depicted in the photos.
There is a really interesting codex, 1552. It was written by this Aztec physician, Martin de la Cruz, and it's called the Cruz Badiano Codex. And I want us to do an episode on this. Mm-hmm. It's all about food and medicine.
Yeah.
Because this is a really early version talking about this in Mexico, and it appears in this particular codex. Just a very healthy food, such an important protein in Mesoamerica. But the fact that, you know, they were growing in milpas, right? The sort of three sisters, and the corn was growing up, and then you had the squash suppressing the weeds. But the beans were planted together with these, with corn and squash, and it provided nitrogen to the ground. Mm. It's one of the reasons why it's such a perfect food, because when it's grown with other crops, it provides nitrogen, so everything is better.
Is there a social or ethnic bias to beans? Like, is it a classist thing?
You know, one of the reasons that they were embraced in Europe so quickly, and because it wasn't in Mesoamerica, they weren't like the food of the gods, right? It wasn't chocolate or it wasn't vanilla. It was what the peasants were eating. Because at the time, the upper classes were eating food that was heavily spiced, was eating a lot of meat, and the spices were a symbol of class, of wealth. And the peasants were eating beans, were eating bread, were eating local, whatever they were growing. So eventually, when spices and all of that became readily available, the peasant food is what became regional foods, right?
Yeah, because they used to call beans the poor man's meat.
It was the poor man's meat.
Be sustained with beans for sure.
They're so good. But even in Mexico, rice and beans, they're sort of common. But they're so nutritious.
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why these Mesoamerican civilizations thrived. It's because beans with corn, with masa, with a corn tortilla, it was a near perfect diet.
Yeah.
And then with squash or whatever other vegetables.
And like speaking, you know, of diet, most people associate meat with protein. but beans are the main suppliers of protein around the world.
Around the world.
That is crazy. Legumes are amongst the earliest domesticated crops and the main supplier of protein around the world. And they're cheap and a great way to obviously meet nutritional requirements. So that's why places like China and India, beans play such a central role in the diet because there's so many people to feed.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. It's amazing.
Mexico, like you were saying, you know, the domestication of beans and corn and squash and chile. It's so old.
It's so old. I mean, it goes back 10,000 years.
10,000 years ago. Mexico mostly had a vegetarian diet before the conquest.
Exactly.
So beans were a big part of that.
I have one fun fact about beans in Italy.
I'm going to drink my margarita while
I've been drinking the margaritas. This is dangerous. So delicious blueberry margarita. They look like beans. They look like little black beans. Blueberry margarita.
Yeah. We're trying to stay on theme. The blueberry looks like a bean.
It's mushy. Mm-hmm. So food historian Sophie Coe, who's amazing, she's written a bunch of books. She wrote one on chocolate. She wrote one on just native ingredients to the Americas. Hernan Cortes sent a sack of beans to Charles V around 1532. Mm-hmm. And then he gave some to Pope Clement VIII in Italy. The Pope then gave the beans to Piero Valeriano. He was a distinguished scholar who had been a teacher in the Medici household in Florence. And he took the beans to northern Italy and he planted them. They did so well that he basically took the beans to all of Italy. So this began the cultivation of beans in Italy.
In Italy?
Yeah.
Interesting.
From a bag of beans that was given by Hernán Cortés
to
Charles V. Who was King Carlos V. And he was like, oh, whatever. And then he gave them to Pope Clement VIII, who in turn gave them to the scholar who transferred them and they became,
Some of the best beans I've had have been in Italy. But also, like I said, north of Spain, here, I love it. And of course, Mexico.
In France, the green beans, the haricots verts, those are also native to Mexico.
Is my favorite.
Oh, I love them too.
Especially
those are also from Mexico. But just the French ones are so skinny.
Oh, but why is it? What's it, the French green beans are from France, or green beans are from Mexico?
All green beans are from Mexico.
What?
Yes.
Another great contribution to the world. Green beans.
I agree. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh God. But I love haricots. I love the green beans in France. Maybe it's the way they cook them.
They're so skinny.
They're skinny, but
they have so much flavor.
I don't like al dente beans. Were you going to talk about that?
No.
I like my beans mushy, but. French green beans are pretty al dente, and it's so lovely.
I love them, but
they also soak them in butter. You have a favorite fact, though.
I have a favorite fact about the fava beans.
Oh, you do?
About the fava beans.
Oh.
Pythagoras, better known as the mathematician, right? He was one of the world's first vegetarian. It used to call Pythagoreanism. It was like an early vegetarianism before it was called vegetarianism.
It was called
Pythagoreanism.
Pythagoreanism. Oh my God.
In the 6th century BC, he traveled to India from Greece and he encountered the different religions in India, not herding animals. So he brought this concept back to the Western world, you know, of not eating animals for ethical reasons, right? So this is a very new concept in the Western world. So he believed that fava beans, the roots of the fava
plant.
The plant. It connected Hades, so the underworld, to this world, and they were like ladders for souls. So he would not eat for human souls. So he would not eat fava beans.
But why did he give the bad rap to just fava beans?
He gave the bad rap to meat eating in general. But for some reason, fava beans were associated with cannibalism because they were ladders for human souls.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't like him very much. I do like that he's a vegetarian. That's nice. Don't go anywhere. Hungry for History will be right back.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
My mouth is watering.
Ah, we'll drink
just
some margarita.
We're in Spain talking about beans, drinking margaritas. Mm. How's that for?
How's that for worldly travels? We are still in Catalonia. And it's interesting because I could live in Spain. I love Spain. And I've never seen a lot of beans in their diet until I came to the north, like in Asturias, in Gallegos. I actually buy a can at my world food store in LA of pote Gallegos. So I think pote here means soup. Because it's like pote gallegos, pote fabada.
Yeah, like a soup or stew or something. Yeah.
And so I usually buy that in a can, or I'll buy these fabadas in a can at like a more world market.
Uh-huh. I love that store.
I know. But in the north, it's more, maybe because it's hardy and it's colder.
Yeah.
But they say, you know, plenty of Spanish foods call for beans. So,
yeah.
So we felt like, let's do the bean episode while we're in Spain, because fabada soup, which is basically fava beans, right?
It's fava beans.
So this is what I've just made in the last 2 days because it took forever.
It took forever.
Soak the beans for 12 hours and cook it for 12 hours. I put the fava beans in cold water. They got to be in cold water for 12 hours. Look at what already happened. It's only been in like 1 minute.
It's like the ends got kind of shriveled and wrinkled.
Can you see that?
Do they feel softer?
No, they're really hard.
They are so hard.
So we got to soak this in cold water for 12 hours, and we got to soak this.
And then this is the pork. We have one bowl with the white beans for the fabada in cold water. And then there's a bag of pork that in a separate bowl we're going to put in water. So we have the alubias, which are like fava beans in one. And then morcilla is blood sausage. It's this black sausage.
This is morcilla.
Morcilla.
Blood sausage.
And then two chorizos.
Dos chorizos.
A piece of pancetta, which is like bacon. Un trozo de lacón, which is probably this one with the bone. I don't know what that is.
Lazón.
Lazón. There's so much pork in Spanish food. So much pork and so much citrus. So we do put this all together, right?
These go all together in cold water.
Oh my gosh, it smells so fragrant, all of this pork.
Oh, smells so good.
That's like pork heaven. Any bacon lover?
Any bacon lover?
Let me
get the water cold.
So this needs to be room temperature water.
Oh, this is room temperature.
This is room temperature.
There we go.
Okay.
And like submerge it? I submerge it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Submerge them.
There we go. Oh, that! Look at the water already. This is what the soup. The soup comes out really red, brothy.
Okay.
And look at that. It's from all that fat that's already coming off of this.
Oh wow.
So it's going to be 12 hours. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be delicious.
Those fava beans are old world. Most beans are new world, right? So this is why I thought, oh, yeah, we thought, let's do a bean episode because it's a good connection. But things like fava beans, what we're having today, chickpeas, lentils, those are all from this part of the world. Well, chickpeas and fava beans specifically. Lentils are,
more Middle Eastern,
in India. India has so many different types of lentils. But beans, there's tons of them, like so many different varieties in Mexico. And post-conquest, the Spaniards brought the beans over, but it wasn't like chocolate or vanilla that was like, oh my God, this is so luxurious, or like tomatoes and
the Spaniards brought it back to Spain, you're saying?
They brought it back to Spain, but things
like— it didn't
like,
explode like chocolate.
No, because it was so common, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not, and even pre-conquest in Mexico, we don't see a lot of, you know, art about beans or anything like that. It was just sort of a common food. And in Europe, it was sort of peasant food. Mm-hmm. So it was just completely became part of the diet without any fanfare, you know? Mm. So a lot of beans all over the world are native to Mesoamerica. And, you know, beans are so easy to grow.
Yeah.
They're very hardy. So they just became the diet of the world.
Okay, so we're making this favada so yesterday we soaked the beans, the white beans, they're fava beans, and they're supposed to soak for 12 hours, and then now they've been in a crock pot with four different kinds of pork, onion, saffron, and garlic. And the broth has a good flavor, but it's a little too watery. So the instructions say that if the broth is a little too watery, to just smush some beans. So that's what Eva's doing right now. She's going to smush some beans.
I'm going to puree some beans and pour it back into the you think that's too much onion? It'll be too oniony?
No, I think it's fine.
As a puree?
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it'll give it a nice flavor.
Okay.
I like onion.
So let me blend this really quick. Okay. So close your ears.
Oh, yeah, it smells good. I love the way it smells. So it smells really good. It smells very, 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 very...
porky.
Very porky, yeah. Very rich.
Pesado.
Very pesado, exactly. Yeah. Like this, we'll eat this and then we're just going to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Like
yeah,
babies.
It's pretty hearty.
Yeah.
Let me take that.
I wonder if we should raise the heat a little bit.
No, because it said cook it super slow. But go ahead, put more. I don't care that it's not thickened. I care that it's not flavored.
We'll put some little some chicken stock in it.
Yeah.
Chicken bouillon. That looks good. That looks pretty.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's just like this cream-colored broth with the white beans floating in there and the chunks of pork. It smells really good. I can smell the...
I can smell the saffron, but I didn't know how much saffron to put. It didn't say.
How much did you put? Did you put one
I
of those
put
little...
I half of one of those.
That's probably enough.
Because I smell it. I'm not a fan of saffron. Are you?
I do like saffron. I think it's...
What does it taste like?
It's kind of earthy.
Yeah, it smells earthy.
Yeah, it's very
I'm glad
earthy.
I didn't put more.
It is, you know, that it's the world's most expensive spice.
Spice. Why?
Second to vanilla. Mm-hmm. Oh, so saffron is so expensive because it's the pistils of a little flower, of a crocus flower.
Oh.
So they have to be picked by hand one by one.
What?
And each flower only has like six of them, the little stamens.
No, so but that's like thousands of stamens in one spice.
This is why it's so expensive.
So it was a pretty clear broth. And now it's still kind of clear.
It's still clear, but it's a little cloudy.
No, it's a little cloudier.
It's a little thicker now.
Motherfucker, that thought. I just burned my mouth. You know, I'm going to put it on high.
Maybe just let it, like, bubble a little bit, and then that'll reduce a little bit.
Come together.
Yeah.
We'll let it come together.
I think it just needs a little more time, even though it's been here for a few hours.
It's been cooking since... since last night.
Oh, since last night?
Yeah.
Oh,
it cooked about 14 hours, but on low. So we are serving the fabada soup from Asturias, the very famous Asturias soup.
Oh, gosh, that looks delicious.
It looks like it thickened.
Yeah, it thickened, but not too much. It's still, it's nice. It has a nice broth.
So I cut up the chorizo into pieces so that each bowl
has some slices, because that's how I was served it. So we are all gonna taste this.
Okay, let's see.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going to happen here.
It smells good.
It smells really good.
It does smell really good.
Okay.
It looks beautiful.
Looks very hearty.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
Let me grab a spoon.
Let's see. It looks very hearty.
Oh, God, is it? We kept salting it because it didn't taste like anything.
But it was, we were tasting the broth. It's a little salty, but it's good.
We were worried that it wasn't flavorful.
We didn't taste like anything an hour ago.
The chorizo is delicious.
Is it?
Oh, my God. Buenísimo.
No, y la
¿cómo se
llama?
Mm.
Beans también
están. Mm. I think it's delicious.
It's really good. I think we did it.
I think we did it.
Yeah, it's delicious. We were very nervous.
You did a great job.
It only took 2 days to cook.
Don't go anywhere. Hungry for History will be right back.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama. And we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Let me tell you why beans is my favorite, because I eat them every morning. I eat refried pinto beans. I make them twice a week.
I make
because Santi goes through it. Pepe goes through it. I go through it. Like, it's a staple in our household. We have it for dinner. We have it for breakfast. It's always a side dish. So for me, pinto beans for refried beans, not the black beans, that's just my favorite.
I always have beans also, always. And I'll make a big batch and then I'll freeze some as well, just so that I always have them. And I also have canned beans just in case.
I do. I have canned beans too. Just in case. I get a lot of canned beans because I make a lot of chili.
Oh, okay. I don't put beans in my chili. We have to do a chili episode.
What do you mean you don't put beans in your chili?
So
what do you put?
People say it's sacrilegious.
What do you mean?
Just the meat and the chile broth, but no beans.
My son's therapist, Rudy, how good is my chili?
It's amazing. I love it.
She requests it all the time.
Really? Okay, I have to try it. I have to taste them.
Oh, you haven't tasted my refried beans?
No.
What?
I saw you tasting them yesterday and I was going to taste them and then I just got distracted.
I got to heat them up for you and everything. Because you know, the secret to refried beans is pork lard, manteca.
Do you use lard on your bean?
Use bacon grease. Mm. So I have a little piggy, ceramic or silicone piggy, pig on the side. And every time I make bacon, anytime, I pour the grease in this little piggy bank.
That's a good idea.
It's my piggy bank of grease.
Brilliant.
So anytime I have to reheat my refried beans, I put a little bit of a spoonful of that manteca, bacon grease.
Yes, the bacon fat.
And I find bacon grease to be more bacony than lard.
Yeah, lard isn't bacony at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste bacony, but bacon fat is like heaven.
That's what I use.
Oh, that sounds really good. That's such a great idea. But I make black beans. Mm. I make whole black beans, refried
black beans.
Always. That's what I always grew up with, black beans.
Because you're Mexican. I'm Mexican-American.
Well, I'm Mexican-American too, but more Mexican. I don't know.
You're way more Mexican.
I maybe.
Because you like corn tortillas and black refried beans.
Black refried beans are my favorite. And that's what I make all the time. And everybody, I have to make you my black beans because everybody says that they're the best.
How do you make it? What's the thing?
I cook them, the broth. I season it with either epazote.
Mm-hmm. Okay, or that's that leaf.
That leaf, yeah. Uh-huh. Sort of stinky
leaf. Which, by the way, you know the function of that leaf.
For stomach.
For gas.
For gas.
Takes away the gassy.
And they were using that, you know.
Oh, indigenous.
Forever.
Yeah.
Sometimes I use a dried avocado leaf. Okay. Which I get like at Oaxacan markets in LA.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll just, if I don't have either, which I usually have dried avocado leaves because they sell like a big bunch, or I'll just put fresh parsley or cilantro or just some herb.
And do you do it on the stove or a crock pot?
I do it on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do a crock pot, but I typically just do it on the stove. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just put onion, garlic, a little bit of olive oil, and then I'll put some chicken, like bouillon or chicken broth in that just to flavor it. And I never soak the beans, and then I just let them cook, and then I'll refry them in a ton of olive oil.
Oh, olive oil.
I have used olive oil
to refry my pinto beans. I have.
And does it, do you like it, or do you prefer the
bacon?
You know
what I like? It makes the texture different. It like solidifies it more, and it makes it a little bit more like Play-Doh, where my beans are a little bit more runny.
Okay.
Which I don't like, but—
You don't like that they're runny?
I don't like when they're too runny.
Okay.
Unless it's like breakfast with eggs and you're just slooping it up.
Smushing everything.
Yeah, mushing together.
Yeah.
Or the rice. I don't care if it's mushy.
I like them a little bit looser. But like Alfonso, my brother, when he comes over, and my dad used to make beans like this. Like it looks like curly hair.
Yeah.
And refried until they just hold together like a little, a little oval, like a football.
Yeah. I'm such a fan of big white beans, cannellini beans, northern beans, any white beans. Is there nutrition in the white beans?
Yeah, I think they are all beans are very, very nutritious. Okay. I love them too.
So I make two batches of beans per week. Sometimes I leave them as charro beans and I eat them with cilantro, fresh cilantro on a bowl of charro beans, which is basically pinto beans in the broth whole. Refried beans is when I puree it and then I cook it in bacon grease and you refry it because you've already cooked it. So now technically you're recooking it. So that's called refried beans.
Oh, I never thought that's why it was called refry. Yeah. Is it already cooked?
They're already cooked. Twice, yeah.
Cooked twice.
So I like cilantro, and I don't put cumin in mine, but my mom used to put cumin in mine. But by the way, comino is like always in all of our food, even though it's like more of a Middle Eastern Indian spice.
You know, it's one of the earliest spices cultivated for food.
Cumin? Comino?
Cumin. Wow. Spices. But going back to Sumeria. Before the Romans used to use it a lot. But it goes back millennia. Millennia.
Wow. I love cumin. I love comino.
I don't like cumin.
Oh my God. Maite, how are we friends? I don't understand. What do you mean you don't like cumin?
I don't love it. I like cumin in like Indian food because it has so many, it's mixed with so many other spices.
It's super cumin-y,
so it's not like, it's not overpowering. It's sort of balanced. But when I can taste the cumin, like it's like screaming.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, when it's, cumin
it's forward. It's too much. When it's too cumin forward, I don't love it.
It's so funny because I understand that. You know how some people hate cilantro?
That I don't understand.
That I don't get. Yeah, but I think it's a—
Tastes like soap.
I think it's a genetic thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you like cilantro or you don't.
And my mom,
like soap or doesn't.
My brother tastes like soap. So I didn't grow up with it because everybody in my family hated it. But
wow.
I think it's, there's nothing it. Fresher,
yeah,
it's delicious.
It brightens everything.
I agree. Everything. Also native to the Eastern Mediterranean, cilantro.
Cilantro?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. How has the bean and the seeds changed throughout history?
Yeah, I think there were originally 5 natives in Mexico. And now there's like over 200 different varieties of beans in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Different colors, different flavors, now, different sizes, different textures.
Man-made, like hybridization of a seed?
I think partly, but not necessarily hybridization in a bad way, but just getting the strongest beans together, the ones that have the most protein, are the most flavorful, and they put them together. And, you know, they're just sort of the strongest ones survive. You see that a lot with sort of heirloom, corn.
Yeah.
You take the strongest, the flavorful. You see that a lot with, you know, beans as well.
What's commodity versus heirloom?
A commodity bean is the sort of bean that you find at the grocery store, right? Like the bag of dried beans, that there's a ton of them. You go to the grocery store, you know you're going to have black beans, brown beans, you know, there's the bag of brown beans.
Yeah.
And these are developed, you know, to meet commercial needs. Mm-hmm. Like they're inexpensive, they're always available, they're mass produced, you can find them dried, you can find them canned, they're low cost, and they can be delicious.
So what's an heirloom bean?
By definition, the heirloom plant has been passed down to generations, and these are like really delicious, these are really strong, you know, families of farmers have sort of been cultivated these beans, and these particular beans are grown on a small scale by farmers. Mm. So we see a similar thing happening, you know, with corn. And the same families have kept these bean goings from generation to generation. And you can't really grow them on a large scale.
Right, they're small productions.
They're small productions.
And the heirloom package their beans right after harvest, where a commodity bean often sits in storage for years.
They could sit for years, exactly. Wow. So heirloom beans, they're packaged, and they'll sell most of their supply within the year. I always buy my beans just at the regular. I buy commodity beans, I think. Those beans that I brought you, the del morado and the coto blanco, those have a harvest date on them.
Oh,
I'd never seen that before.
Where did you buy it?
I ordered them. There are two companies that I'm aware of in the U.S., Rancho Gordo Beans, that are based in Napa.
Yeah.
And they work with small farmers in Mexico and also in the U.S. Mm. And then Primary Beans, based in Arizona, also work with small bean farmers in Mexico and also in the U.S. Mm. So I got them from Primary Beans.
Mm-hmm.
They cook faster. They are more flavorful. They keep their shape. So they're all of those things because they're fresher.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're not dried by sitting on a shelf for 10 years.
For 10 years,
but
exactly.
In apocalypse, we will have beans.
Yeah, totally. Thank God for beans.
Okay. Hungry for History is an unbelievable entertainment production in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network.
For more of your favorite shows, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.